Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode on Alien Radio. If you're new here as usual, thank you for tuning in. It's your girl Oyenda and I have my co-host with me.
Sam, how you guys doing? It's good to be back. Hope you had a lovely week, guys.
Yes, guys. Hope you had an amazing week. Sam, how did your week go?
My week was crazy. Like, that's crazy. Like, we work, it's been manic, hectic, like everything all in one. Yeah, so basically a lot of work, you know. So for me, this time of the year is usually very busy, right? Because we're going through audits, right, with my company, so it's a lot of work currently. So yeah, so it's been really crazy, to be honest. Yeah, but apart from that, yeah, all good.
How
was your week?
Well, mine was super amazing because I just came back from vacation, so I'm like refreshed, you know, good. Yeah, I'm very much well rested. So guys, I'm just going to give you like a bit of my experience and where I went to for my vacation. So I went with my girlfriends to Mexico. I went to Cancun and it was so lovely. It was so nice. We stayed at an amazing resort. We were there for just like 7 days. We went ziplining, went to swim with the dolphins, we went on a boat cruise, we had karaoke, so many other things. Like we were living our best lives.
Living the Mexican dream.
I'm telling you, like, we're living the Mexican dream. The alcohol was just rolling in, and I'm talking like pina colada, apple martinis, I mean, and you name it, mimosas, mojitos, strawberry daiquiri with rum. It was super amazing. It was super nice. I mean, shout out to my girls. Shout out to Fumi. Shout out to Bumi, Tola, Yinka, Moji, Kenny, and Lamide. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Sending you kisses. Thank you for making this trip so amazing. It was nice. Anyway, what happens in Mexico stays in Mexico.
I'm interested. What really happened in Mexico?
I can't tell you.
You the Mickey only Mouse. Thing I know, I nothing, think. Nothing. Nothing happened in Mexico, so it's not giving us that. Yeah.
What happens in Mexico? My girls will understand. What happens in Mexico stays in Mexico.
All right. Don't worry. Just say so.
Yeah. Anyway, guys. Now, moving on to what's trending on the online space. I saw this interesting read and I'm just going to share it with you guys. Or this interesting post, rather. So somebody on Twitter posted his experience and I'm just going to read as is, guys. So listen. So it goes as... So this is how it goes. A young, well-qualified officer left a job in Lagos and immigrated to Canada for better prospects and applied for a salesman's job at Vancouver Premier Downtown Department Store. It was the biggest store in the world. You could get anything there. The boss asked him, "Have you ever been a salesman?" "Yes, sir, I was a salesman in Nigeria." The boss liked him and said, "You can start tomorrow. Learn fast and do well." The first working day was long and arduous for the young man, but he got through it. Finally, 6 p.m. came around. The boss duly fronted up and asked, "How many sales did you make today?" "Sir, I made one sale," said the young salesman rather happily. "Only one sale?" shut back the boss. No, you see, most of my staff make 20 or 30 sales a day. If you want to keep this job, you'd better be doing better than just one sale. By the way, how much was your sale? How much was it worth?" And he goes to say, $933 and $933,005," said the man. "What? How did you manage that?" asked the flabbergasted boss. "Well," said the salesman, "this man came in and I sold him a small fish hook, then a medium hook, and finally a really large hook. Then I sold him a good fishing rod and some fishing gear. Then I asked him where he was going fishing and he said down the coast. So I told him he'd be needing a boat. So I took him down to the boat department and sold him that 20-foot schooner with twin engines. Then he said his Volkswagen wouldn't be able to carry it. So I took him to our automotive department and sold him the new Deluxe 4x4 Blazer. Are you guys listening? I then asked him where he'll be staying, and since he had not decided, I took him to camping department and sold him a 6-slipper camper tent. Then he said I should throw in about $200 worth of groceries and two cases of juice. The boss took two steps back and asked in astonishment, "You sold all that to a guy who came in for a fish hook?" And he goes to say, "No, sir," answered the young man. "He came in to buy sanitary napkins for his wife, and I convinced him that since he would be bored with his wife being in periods, fishing is the best remedy for boredom." The boss then said, "Where did you acquire this professional training?" He said, "Oshodi Overhead Bridge Traffic in Lagos. Knowledge is power." This was just an interesting read. This was just really only Nigerians will understand.
Yeah.
Samuel, why are you so quiet? Do you get
it? First of all, like I've heard this story before, and I don't think it's true, to be honest. Yeah, I think so. You believe this story, Ina?
No. Not like I'm just like.
It's not common now.
Well, okay, I know what you're saying, and you're thinking, how can somebody sneak a sale of 933,000 in a day?
No, not just the figure, not just that, like the whole write up. So basically, so it's just the like.
Maybe he was just writing. Maybe the guy is a writer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just the exactly. He's just trying to say like. The skills and experience he built, right, in Lagos, right, would help him anywhere in the world. You know, that's just what he's trying to say. But not that the exact set of events took place. No, that didn't happen. So don't believe that.
Mm-hmm. But it's a nice read. It's a really nice read. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, for, like, I understand for you, it will seem nice, yeah, but.
Can you go and go to your own party? What is that thing?
No, I can understand because. So
It's okay. When you start saying I understand, It means it's about to go downhill.
No, your literary vocabulary, right, or your literary. Like, you've not read a lot of things, so I can understand why this would amaze you. So,
that's. Excuse you? What did you say to me? Okay, I'm not going
to. Yeah, your life
reply,
is
because
not,
if I reply,
yeah,
you
I
cry.
Can understand. So, yeah, totally I can understand. But it's okay. But it's
like,
not real.
Shots fired. Samuel 1, Oyin 0. It's okay. Let's keep going.
So you just came back from vacation, and so you're well rested, and you know. So
I'm well rested. So
let me take the shot.
You have to just ruin my mood. I don't know what you enjoy or do. I don't know why you derive pleasure from doing.
No, just easy. So guys, from my own end, so there's something I saw on Twitter. So this lady just got married, right? So. What intrigued me about her post was the way she described it. Yeah. So she says, "So we reported ourselves to the federal government that we want to be doing legally." First, I don't even understand what that means. Then, so like we want to make it official. Yeah. My joy is that I have access to half or more of his properties. That's it. End of. So basically she's saying, I mean, they just got married, you know, like civilly, and now she has access to half or more of his properties. So now my question is, I understand the banter, you know, like she's just trying to, you know, but be funny and all that. But what I want to ask you, Oyin, is like, does it ever cross a lady's mind, you know, that at some point maybe she's entitled to half or more of the man's properties? Does that ever cross like women's minds? Do you have any
So for this particular question, I cannot speak on behalf of other women. I mean, it depends. If you have your, like, if you know what you're bringing to the table, if you're bringing like half or more to the table, then
it doesn't matter.
It won't be a big deal. Mm. Right? So I honestly don't know. It depends on the situation, and I honestly don't know.
Mm, okay. No, so that was, it's just that part of the post that just got me thinking, like do people actually think, like, when getting into marriage about that, like, okay, that, oh, there's a possibility. I mean, so I understand for gold diggers, yeah, that's a different case, but I'm just saying, like,
I don't think it has anything to do with gold digging, because when you get married, the ideal thing should be, forget about prenups right now, when you get married, the ideal thing should be whatever is your husband's is yours, and whatever is yours belongs to your husband. So I don't think that should be an issue, even if anyone thinks about it, I think it's normal.
Okay. So that's just what I just want to confirm, whether it's normal, whether it's, yeah, so
I don't think it's an issue. It has something to do with gold digging. It's your right. You, like, it's, you guys, you both, as a couple, you both own it. So I don't think that should be an issue. But that's my own point of view. That's my opinion. Others might not think that way.
All right. Yeah, so that's just what I want to confirm.
All right. So on my end, so I have, let me see, there's a post I saw as well on social media. It says, social media calls for release of Maryland daycare owner who shot husband over child molestation allegations. Wow. So guys, so this story is the daycare owner who pleaded guilty to shooting her husband after he allegedly molested her student, you know, opened up in an interview where she explained why she shot her husband. So based on what I could deduce from this story, the woman, they both, the husband and, there was like a husband and wife who owned the daycare, but the husband was molesting the children at the daycare for 4 years, and the woman was sentenced to 4 years in prison. But the guy had been doing this for years, and he finally got caught, and he was doing this with like children with the ages around 9 and 11.
So, what was the wife like aware of this?
No, so that's the thing. She didn't know. So something was. So they didn't go in details, but something must have happened at that daycare that, you know, that made her like that triggered the whole situation and, you know, escalated it real quick. And her, you know, line of thought, the first thing she did was, you know, she was so upset, so disappointed, and in trying to defend those kids, she got her gun and then she shot the guy. Yeah, so she shot her husband, and after shooting her husband, she got sentenced to 4 years in jail. And you know, the painful part is her husband was a retired police officer.
Where did this happen? U.S.
Yeah, where else? I mean, you know, this guy was literally charged with 33 counts of rape, molestation. I mean, 33 counts, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a sad story. But anyway, like, everyone on social media are like chest against the justice system back there, that it was self-defense and they would like her to be released. I do not know the update on this story yet because I haven't followed up on it, but as I, what from based on what I read, this is where they're at. So she has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for you know, shooting her husband. Crazy things are happening.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
Yeah.
To more interesting matters of law, so there's something I saw online about a couple who tied the knot after 60 years.
Okay.
Can you believe that? After 60 years. So, 60 years ago, their parents stopped them from tying the knot, right? And after 60 years, they got back together and got married.
Oh, wow. 60 years is a long time to wait for someone. I want to believe like they've been married before, they've had separate lives, and then they met later. Or were they together but never got married?
Yeah, they got married. So got divorced and all that. Yeah. So
wow.
They both have kids, you know. Yeah.
Wow.
So, but after 60 years, like, man. It's just
I don't know what to say regarding this. I honestly don't know what to say. Like, 6 years is a long time, but I mean, if they found each other and they think they're soulmates, I mean, why not? Yeah. Why not? If not, some people wouldn't do it, but
there's some things some people just want to do before they die, you know. So
yeah, but it's nice. It's, at least, like, I'm sure both of them, maybe they're both divorced or whatnot, or I don't know the full story, but it's just nice to find light at the end of the tunnel. Like, maybe they finally found themselves, finally found love, or I don't know, whatever it is. Anyway, so that's an interesting one, Samuel.
So yeah, that's it just struck me, like, I mean, after 60 years, then reconnect and, you know, I don't know, whatever fire is left burning, but...
I knew you wouldn't let this go. I just knew you had to
It struck me as odd, like, you know, so I'm trying to rationalize it, yeah, like from both ends to see, okay, would you still go ahead? Would you not? Why should you not? You know, like, just to make sense of it, you know. But I'm like, well, I mean, sometimes you're just like, what the hell? I mean, at that age, you may just like, oh, man, what the hell? Let's just do this, you know. So, yeah. It just struck me as a bit interesting and odd at the same time. Yeah.
Well, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoy this as much as we, you know, did enjoy discussing it with you guys. Sit tight. Do not go anywhere, because when we come back, we have something.
We'll tell you what happened in Mexico.
No, I'm not going to talk about it. What happened in Mexico stays in Mexico. I know some people want to know, but I'm not talking about it. Anyway, guys.
So, this would be one of those cases where... You didn't say it after 60 years.
Do not go anywhere, guys. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we have juicy stuff in store for you. Right. Listening to Alien Radio. If I wrote you a symphony, just to say how much you mean to me, if I told you you were beautiful, would you date me on the regular? Tell me, would you? Well, baby, I've been around the world, but I ain't seen myself another girl like you. This ring here represents my heart, but there's just one thing I need from you. Say I do, because I can see us holding hands, walking on the beach, our toes in the sand. See us on the countryside, sitting on the grassland side by side. You could be my baby, let me make you my lady. Girl, you amaze me, we gotta do nothing crazy. See, all I want you to do is be my love. So don't give away. My love. So don't give away. My love.
Chance go by, cause you ain't been seen with a man so fly. Baby, friend so fly, I can't go fly. Private, cause I handle my D.I., they call me Candle Guy. Why? Simply cause I am on fire. I hate to have to cancel my vacation, so you can't deny. I'm patient, but I ain't gon' try. You don't come, I ain't gon' die. Hold up, what you mean you can't go? Why? Me and your boyfriend, we ain't no tie. You say you wanna kick it when I ain't so high. But baby, it's obvious that I ain't your guy. I ain't gon' lie. Your space, don't forget your face, I swear I will. Same bark, same bullet, anywhere I cheer. Just bring with me a pair, I will. I can see us holding hands, walking on the beach, our toes in the sand. I can see us on the countryside, sitting on the grassland side by side. You can be my baby, let me make you my lady. Girl, you amaze me, we gotta do nothing crazy. See, all I want you to do is be my love. So don't give away. My love. So don't give away. My love. So don't give away. In the love, I wanna make it take it, it's my love. need y'all toes in the sand. I can see us on the future side, sitting on the desk, side by side. You can be my baby, when you're looking my lady. Girl, you amaze me, you gotta do nothing crazy. See, all I want you to do is be my lady.
Hey guys, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. And this is the part of this episode where we get candid with you. And I'm as excited, I'm so pumped up here because of this week's topic. I think it's going to shake a lot of tables, a bit controversial. And I'm just waiting, you know, to hear Oyin's thoughts. So without further ado, guys, and to kill the unnecessary suspense. Yeah, this week's topic is it ideal to live with your partner before marriage? So I'll say that again. Is it ideal to live with your partner before marriage? Oyin, please jump on this one real good. Like, just go.
Yeah.
Go.
Anyway, personally, I don't think it's ideal. Like, I wouldn't do it.
When you start it personally, yeah, you know that.
No, let me just say personally, because I don't want anyone to come for me. So, like, guys, personally, I don't think it's ideal. I personally wouldn't do it. The reason is because I just feel like, why give a boyfriend husband privileges? Like, yo, why do I have to? So, what's gonna happen? Like, what are they going to be doing? Living together, probably having sex, doing laundry, cooking, cleaning, doing, I don't know, making plans, making arrangements. I mean, why? I feel like as a girlfriend, just, you know, be a girlfriend. Enjoy that stage. Enjoy that stage in life where you're just a girlfriend, where you can have fights, you can go home. You know, come back and make up, you know, just avoid see finish. Personally, I don't think it's ideal. I wouldn't want to be in that situation, and I wouldn't advise for anyone to do so, because then where's the excitement? Like, even if they're going to get married, this feels like, we've seen everything, we've done everything, we've experienced everything. The only thing is we're making it official for everyone to know that you're mine and I'm yours. I don't know. For me, it kind of kills the excitement, you know? Yeah. Like, I feel like you could do everything you want, but just live in your, let the guy live in his house and you live in your house. But that's just, like I said, that's just my opinion. Mm. What about you, Samuel?
So first, I think I would want to, when we say leave, yeah, so like, how long is there? Is there a particular duration, or just you guys are just leaving?
No, like, you guys are just living together and you're not married.
Okay. So, that I also would not, yeah, I don't think I would subscribe to that at all.
It will get boring, like, it'll be exhaustion, like, it'll be exhausting after a while, but I don't know, that's my opinion though.
No, so I think this is what I think, yeah, not because I don't think it will get boring, because of the boredom, I don't think that's why I would not subscribe to it. I think it's more because the foundation of, so for me it's the basis of that, I mean, you guys cohabiting, the basis is not, it's not like you guys, you know, at the back of your mind, you know, you guys are not, you know, you've not tied the knot yet, so there's no, it's not official, yeah, so because of that fact, at the back of your mind, you know, it's not official, yeah, there are certain things you do, right, that, you know, can trigger some reactions, you know. So maybe let me give you an example. So for example, if you're married, yeah, there's that level of commitment expected, right?
Okay.
Like, because it's, you know, but if you're not and you guys are just living together, and again, this, because I'll be careful here, because I know especially in the West, right? US, Canada, a lot of places where you find people living together as boyfriends and girlfriends, and they still try as much as possible to put the same level of commitment that you would find in marriage. It's like you think they are married, but they are not, you know. So like so basically like a common law relationship, you know, where they're not married, but they, I mean, they're just living together, and you would, you know. So yeah, it may be different slightly for those people, because you find like the way you would treat it, like, oh yeah, I need to meet my boyfriend, I need to, like, they treat it like the person is their, you know, like husbands or wives, you know.
So
I think that may be a bit different, but in general I think because of the familiarity that would then breed contempt, for one, you know, and the fact that, again, speaking from my perspective, there are certain things, because you know at the back of your mind that it's not official yet, you know, there are certain things you may want to do. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, like, you're beginning to make sense from my not like you're not be making sense, but you're about to hit the nail on the head, so hurry up please, Samuel.
So because you're not, I just feel a lot of people would not respect it. Again, that's why, I mean, the caveat being, I mean, from some other people in the West, yeah, they may respect it, but I think a lot of people would not respect it because it's not your official. So there are certain things they may then do, you know, certain things they may then say that will get at you. So not because it's not fun or it will get boring, but because they know at the back of their minds it's not official. So there are certain things they may do that you then, like, why is this guy doing this? You know, things they wouldn't do if they were in a marriage, basically. So why would you then want to endure such, like, as you said, see finish? Because there are some certain reactions you would get, you know, because that respect, the way they respect a wife and the way they respect a girlfriend, I mean, they are totally different. Yeah. So that's one key thing. And, you know, why put yourself through that pain? You know, because trust me, you may get served, you know, like,
yeah, very much served. But there's even something that I'm thinking, you know, in marriage, like when you're married, right, when there are disagreements and everything, like, even if you're so pissed, so mad, like, the ideal thing, if we're just using like the general example, they always come back to rectify the issue, like, because you know you have no choice, right, to move on, to move past the situation, you have to come back and then apologize to your partner or whatnot. So in the sense of, like, if we're contextualizing this in the sense of boyfriend, girlfriend and everything living together, now how do you, like, do, when there are incidences or when there are quarrels that are really big, how do you
manage that situation?
How do you manage that situation? That's when because then, yeah, exactly, because no, the thing is, for the marriage, you know that you have no choice, you're coming back, right? Because that is, you guys have signed up for better or for worse, right? But in a relationship where it's just boyfriend, girlfriend, one person can, you know, threaten to say, you know what, I'm done with this, or how can you say this to me, I'm not interested, I'm not doing this anymore. So there's a very high tendency that relationship might fail.
Yeah, I agree. Because, again, because it's not your official and it doesn't have that backing, like, they can easily back out to say, like, I'm done with this. Why exactly do I even need to, like,
exactly? Why do I have to put up with you?
Exactly. Or you see what I mean? So,
so there's a high tendency that there's that relationship can fail.
I do agree.
So that's the thing. So why, why spend like 4 or 5 years with someone? You know, give the person your all, and then at the end of the day, there's a high chance that it might not work out. Jeez, why serve somebody for years and then it doesn't, I mean, so that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying about, from a female perspective, this is what I'm saying about giving a boyfriend husband privileges, like, stay in your house, yo.
But to be honest, on the other hand, I also think, as much as I would not subscribe to living with like your boyfriend, like, I don't think it's, like, on several levels, yeah, apart from the fact that, I mean, yeah, the see finish you said, you know, apart from that fact, you know, like, on several levels, I do not think you should. However, I should say that I think it's important to have, like, how would you put it? Like, I think you should at some point have some days to spend with your with your boyfriend, or
like a sleepover. Are you saying like a sleepover?
So yeah, I don't want to use the word sleepover, because sleepover will just sound like maybe one night, two nights, you know. Like, I think so in terms of putting it into context, I think let me see how many days it would be. Let me see. Yeah, but say maybe a week. Mm-hmm. Like a week, 2 weeks. Yeah, something like that. Like, just to get a sense.
What are you doing? Okay, like I said, for my own, because what are you doing for 2 weeks?
A week, yes. I think, yeah, what maybe, a week, doing? Maybe a week.
What would you be? Tell me, like, I'm even interested.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll tell you. Yeah, I think, again, this, so this may not work always, but, you know, I would, you know, agree. But just to get a sense of, you know, how, again, different people look out for different things, you know. So for some people, they know what their deficiencies are in terms of like management of the house. So for example, let's say you lack imagination in terms of home design or home building or whatever it is, you know. Like, it gives you a sense if the woman were in your house, just to see how she would
That's not an excuse, I'm sorry to say. I have to interject with my full chest. What the heck? I mean, so does the person have to sleep there? If you need your home, like, and first, and also the woman is not a, what is it? Like, I mean, this has nothing to do with, even if she wants to, you know, decorate the place or whatnot, she can help you with that. It doesn't have to live there, right?
Yeah, I agree.
So, like, I understand your point of view, but I just need something more tangible. I don't feel, this can be thrown out the window.
Now that I think
so
about
it. If you give me an example, you say, maybe the guy is not feeling well, he needs to be taken care of, and she's there for like 2 weeks because he needs, you know, attention. Yeah. And, you know, that's a different thing. But if you're telling me that.
I agree.
I mean, it's still the same thing as giving boyfriend, husband privileges. I still don't get it.
No. So I take it back. Maybe like a weekend. So, yeah, maybe like a weekend. And the reason is just to. I think there's some. Especially for some women that fly at night, I think that's something you just need to see and test.
What do you mean, like witches or what?
Do you believe in that stupid myth where when a woman
puts her legs on the wall, maybe she's a witch or something? So what are you, is that what you're expecting to see? That when she comes over, you watch, you wake up at night to see if she's hanging her leg.
The point I'm making is, I think it's important to see the man, and I mean also the woman, like in their full, like the full cycle of, like, you know, see the, like, see
you can still see them, but it doesn't have to be for 2 weeks.
No, like, man. I took that back. As I said, like, weekend. I took that back. I agree. You're not just following me. I agreed to that already. I'm saying, like, a weekend. Like, a weekend sleepover. Like, so I think it's important, because there are a lot of things you would also identify in the guy, right? That you may not see, like, on regular, like, short visits and you go back to your house. That you would not see, you know? So, a lot of things. So, for example, say you're not tolerant with people snoring, right? You would notice that the guy snores loudly. You do not like, if you see what I mean.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I lost you there for a second.
Yeah, so I'm saying, say that there are a couple of things that you may not see, like, during the day. So, for example, if you are the type that you do not like people snoring, right? The guy may be snoring. You know, the guy could be one that snores. And it's, maybe it's not something you like. You see what I mean? So it's just to see the totality, basically. That's my point.
If someone you can coexist with in the house, or so are you saying that is like a determining factor to decide whether you want to marry the person or not?
So that's what I'm saying. Different strokes for different folks. There's some people that cannot just put up with someone like that. you know. So you then find that they would have to then sleep in different rooms because of the noise, they snore loudly, things like that, you know. And that's where, you know, separation and these things then creep in. So again, you need to, so for me, the way I see it is, I like, we're all different. And you know, if someone says like they find it difficult, you know, understanding why someone will snore, you know, that loud, you know, that it's just the way they are wired, you know. Like if for me, if you're the type that you can sleep like even in the midst of chaos, in the midst of noise, in the midst of like, yeah, that does not mean you should not appreciate the other person's perspective. So the point I'm making is, each person, I mean, to each his own, yeah. So if the person feels, oh, like this thing may be like a turnoff for me, you know, and so you may not realize until you then, you know, see them sleep at night. You see what I mean? So I think it's important, just so you know, you know, the full package. So that's why, I mean, I just kiss like the person is flying
full
at night.
Package. So you know, exactly. But exactly. I guess I just want to use general examples. So when you say the full package, you know whether the person can cook, the person can clean, or what? What exactly?
Not necessarily, because you can figure all those out during the day. Do you get what I mean? You
can. So, other than snoring, what else can you figure out at night?
Okay, that's a good question. What if the person wets the bed?
Hold on. Okay. Wetting the bed is, that's because the person is sleeping. The person can sleep in the during the day and still wet the bed.
But the chances are higher at night.
How are the chances higher? The one at night will be much more than the one in the afternoon.
No, because it's a longer sleep. So the one in the afternoon may just be a nap. You may not see that. So again, I mean, this is not, I'm just saying, it's just one example, right? So different people, so the person may be suffering from maybe a particular disease or something. You never can tell. Like, stranger things have happened, you know. Like we've heard stranger things happen, you know. So you just then, yeah, oh, okay, the person, oh, why didn't you know? And they're like, oh, I've never just passed the night at this place. So that, you know, so you'll just be surprised. Oh, that's true, you know. So again, anything, you could be, as you said, flying, whatever, like anything.
I didn't say that. You don't have said that. Only the one looking for which is flying.
No, you came up with the perfect, like the leg on the wall and all that stuff. Like I just said, flying. You painted the picture of.
So are you saying that you're in support of living?
No, okay. I'm not in support of living. No.
So to
summarize, what I'm saying is, I do not subscribe to living with your partner before marriage. No, I think it's a no-no for me. However, I think it's important to spend, say, as you said, maybe a weekend, like a sleepover, as you put it, you know. But I think it's important to pass the night together with the person you want to eventually marry at some point. I think it's important. Once, twice, whatever your number is that gives you comfort, right? I think it's important. See, because I've read and seen crazy things that you'd be amazed.
Share with us. Let's learn, Samuel. Like, what are the crazy things? Share with us.
So for example, like the bed wetting for one, yeah. That's one. And you just be surprised, you know. Then.
Well, you know that bed wetting thing is actually true.
Yeah, that's why I said it. It's...
Yeah, now thinking about it, I think I heard the story of somebody that did that the marriage ended because of that.
So several things. So let me think of another one off the top of my head, because you would be surprised. Like, okay, how come during the point of your, which is why you have that courting stage where it's important you get to know each other. I mean, to some level, right? Because it's
so, you know, that your partner showers at night,
something like that. No, it's not funny when how important they take hygiene. That's very good. That's one thing. That's another thing, because you find some people they go out, I mean, throughout the day they work, I mean, under the very hot sun, scorching sun, they come back sweaty and all that, and they just sleep that way, you know. Why are you screaming? So I'm just saying, you wouldn't know that, yeah, if you just, I mean, spend the day, like, you wouldn't know, you like, whether they eventually hit the showers. I mean, you may be at your place and you just call them, oh, have you did the showers, and they're like, oh yeah, yeah, and they did not, you know. So it's one of those things, like, you, and for someone like you said, you scream, maybe it's something you cannot even tolerate in any way, you know. You then find out that, oh, the person you are to spend the rest of your life with lives that way, you know. So it's just a lot of things that I think that some things you should just, although ultimately you can't know everything, to be honest, mm-hmm. but to a reasonable extent, that's some, you know, a bit of due diligence you should do on your own part, just to ensure that, I mean, most boxes are ticked, you know. So that's why I think it's important. So again, to summarize, I think you, living with your partner, whatever, I think it's a no-no. I think, yeah, I agree with you. Why give the lady, you know, husband privileges? Like, do you know what it is to have, you know? So no, that's no. But at the same time, I think there are some things you should experience as well, you know, just to understand fully, at least to an extent, who the person you want to spend the rest of your life with, I mean, is, how they roll, how they, and all that stuff. Yeah, I think it's important.
Oh yeah, and I totally agree. Like I said, you don't necessarily have to live there, but you can, you know, there are times where you could just, you know, spend the weekend, spend some nights, spend some days. Fine.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm just not a fan of giving husband privileges to some boyfriend, you know?
Mm.
It's just not my style.
So for those nights, like could you put a number to it? Like how many would you say is too much or is enough?
So for the, you mean, so the thing is, you don't have to put a number to the sleepovers. The sleepovers are fine. I mean, people go to work Monday to Friday where couples are both busy, and then they only get to see during weekends, and they feel like, oh, you know what, let me spend my weekend with you, right? Well, I just feel like as a girlfriend, just enjoy the girlfriend stage, go out, have fun. I mean, do things that girlfriends do, you know, so that you're missed, so that it, yeah, I said boring, but it's not just about it being totally boring, but there are other things that, like when I said to finish, sometimes brings disrespect and you know, you want to package yourself well, and I don't know how to explain it, but I guess I understand what I'm talking about. I just don't, you, because if you're staying there for a long time, you, the days you're not going to work or your friend, I don't know, it just can cause stiffness. Like,
yeah,
it,
yeah,
it,
I agree.
And the stiffness is not, mm-hmm. yeah, and the stiffness, when I say stiffness, like when I say this, by the way, guys, stiffness means disrespect for those of you that are not Nigerian. But the thing is, some of the stiffness is not even like it's planned. Sometimes, I don't, it's subconscious, like something will just come up where they're like, can't you use your initiative, at least you can see that this is, there's something here, why can't you buy this, you should buy groceries, you can't just keep on eating everything, you need to contribute, you know, there's some things that don't make any sense. So I mean, enjoy.
I understand why that won't get you peace, because when they ask you to contribute, that's the bane of the existence. Asking you to contribute something is the bane of my existence. She doesn't like to hear that word.
No, that's not true. Why would you say that?
It sounded like the perfect example coming from when you're like, oh, okay, do this.
No, why would you say that, Jamie? What are you saying? Don't listen to me. He says a lot of nonsense, dude. Anyway, when I say contribute, like, let's say they're living together and only one party is doing everything, the second person doesn't do anything, like you should use your initiative. If it's groceries, if it's whatever, just do it. But in a case where the girlfriend is always doing it and the guy doesn't do anything, you know, it can cause a rift, mm-hmm. like unnecessary rift. I feel like while you're the girlfriend, you can, you know, start talking about things you would want when you guys are together, like living together for real, for real. You can start making some corrections gently, not aggressively, you know.
Like you always do.
Yeah. Guys, you see, I don't like talking too much, but I think Samuel likes being insulted. So let me finish. You see, he's the king of aggression. Like, yo, he's very, very aggressive. Sam, do you want us to go there? He's the king of aggression. Like, he gets irritated so easily. So imagine living with Sam. I mean, well, for you, what you Samuel in this context, guys, whoever it is, let's say Samuel was still, maybe two actors in the movie. The girl got tired. The girl got, see, he's quiet now. Shots fired. He's taking his own. He's paying him. He's entering as I'm saying it's it because not, I know no, that I after know,
see. See, why would I? Why would why would I grace your comment with a response?
Much.
Because it's not like I just you just ignore it.
Yeah. So guys, like I was saying before, Samuel interrupted as usual. So enjoy your girlfriend stage. Enjoy it. Stop being wifey because you want to prove a point as well. I'm a good wife. I'm a good this. I'm a good. What would you now? That means you would have started doing all the things that a wife does. You now enter the marriage, everything is now like be spontaneous. It's even sexy to be spontaneous, so I don't understand how one person will go and say, but it's okay.
What does be spontaneous? You're living with someone, you're not living with someone.
Because you know, package yourself to don't just be restless and
restless.
Yes, restless. I don't know what I'm looking for. but let me speak Yoruba. So, how do you say darale in English?
Oh, lose guard.
Hey, no go lose guard for there. Like all the packages, see finish. No go lose guard. You go come the one package.
Yeah, don't let your guard down. Don't let your guard down. Basically,
Jake, thumbs up to you for that. So yeah, don't let your guard down. Like. You're right.
I fully understand.
It's fun. Of course, it's your boyfriend and it's your girlfriend, whoever it is that you're with. You love the person, but you know, you want to package yourself. You want a certain level of respect where there are still boundaries, you know, where you explain that there's still boundaries while you guys get to learn about each other. Then you're now going to face them head on when you now enter for real, where you know that, you know what, whenever there are issues, you have no choice but to rectify them, right? But here, enjoy it. I mean, don't you guys like sweet things where you fight, you go, then there's makeup and... what is he going to come and sit down there every day? Don't you...
That's what you think about this makeup. That's what you... That's the only thing that you are saving your respect for. You are saving your respect and all your... Not letting your guard down for me.
Quiet. Don't say
that's
it.
All you.
That's all I think of. I'm just giving an example. Why you like this, Samuel? I don't like that. That's not nice. Guys, I don't understand this obsession. I don't know when it will ever end.
Anyway, so for me, I think it's important to eat. So it's like it's like a sale. Right, the transaction is not yet complete, right? So why give all the perks of the transaction when you've not fully
let her miss you?
I think you should still keep that part of you that they've not seen, you know, like in a good way, by the way, no. So yeah, that part that, you know, that will still excite them, basically, like, because you would not, it will no longer be that interesting if like all sides have been seen just before marriage. Like, it's just like you guys are then trudging on in the marriage. Like, you guys, you know, like keep that room where there's a part of you.
Because in most cases, especially here, in most cases everything has been seen, right? But I'm just saying that if you're going to give. Let me finish. Oh my god, I'm just saying that.
Cement that literally and figuratively, everything has been seen.
So I'm just saying, in a situation where everything has been seen, it's okay. But you know, like I said, when I said to be spontaneous, Samuel's like, what are you talking about? Yeah, even if everything has been seen, there's a way you can still package yourself whereby you're not giving every day. You're giving small, that so that you'll be...
But what are you giving exactly in this case? Or can you just tell us what exactly are you giving?
I think at this time, I think we've all talked about everything. Can we just end this conversation?
Because it's only things in one direction. I don't know. What's that thing? Because I know it's not money. What's that something you're giving to?
That nonsense impression about
What's that thing that you're giving in bits? What's that thing? Can you tell us?
For someone who claims to be very smart, I'm surprised you haven't gotten it.
See. Because why can't you say with your full chest what that thing is?
So, guys, on this note, because if I stay here, this guy's going to make me say what I don't want to say. So they, yeah, that's what I think. That's my point of view, guys. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's nice to do, you know, be in each other's business, you know, but not that you're gonna live there. I'm not in support of that. But yeah, that's just my own point of view. It doesn't make it wrong. I don't know. If like I said, that's why I keep emphasizing personally from my point of view, so no one should come for me, right?
No, I think from my own perspective, it's actually even wrong. I would say it's wrong, to be honest. Like, I can say with my full chest, I think it's wrong from my own perspective, right? So yeah, personally, I think it's wrong. Yeah, if you're not going to, like, if you really want it, then put a ring on it, bro.
Because at the end of the day, you might be there like 4 or 5 years and there's nothing.
Yeah.
Or sometimes there might be an engagement, but there's no wedding or marriage. You know, just being engaged, my fiance, and that's just it.
Then it becomes a lot of the rings.
You know, a lot of the rings, and that's not cool. And I know mm-hmm. no one wants to be in that situation. Mm-hmm. And anything mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note, guys, don't forget there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to our podcast. Guys, are you listening? We want you to listen more, and you have options available to you. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. On this note, this is your girl Oyenda, and I'm officially signing out.
So guys, just to add, while you guys listen, I also want you to make your comments known, right? So on Instagram, let us know what you think. Do you think it's okay? Is it ideal, I mean, to live with someone before marriage? Do you think it's okay? You know, let us know what your thoughts are. So guys, you can send us a DM, right, on Instagram at Elan Radio, or you send us an email at loelanradio@yahoo.com. We want to know from your own angle, right? So let us know, guys, and we'll always acknowledge your messages, and yeah, share a bit of banter as well, you know,
Samuel, a big shout out to Samuel, guys. He's an amazing co-host. Like, he accommodates a lot of my ecstasy, and I accommodate his, but
Where are the cameras, please? I don't get
what happy he is. Like, he's
easy. What's happening on you? Wait, sorry. Where am I speaking with again?
I just want to give you a shout out because I think you're an amazing co-host there and doing super, like, thank you for everything.
What's happening, guys? What's happening? I don't know.
Yeah, so he's been giving a public shout out to Samuel. He's been super amazing. He's a very nice guy. He's able to accommodate a lot of stuff. So thank you, Samuel. You're a real one. You're a real G.
Okay. I'm just befuddled. Like, I don't know what to say, man. Anyway, guys. So yeah, for sure. Let us know what you think. We would always acknowledge, and and there's a lot of banter going on in the comment section, by the way. So you guys, you don't want to miss that as well. You know, Team Sam, Team Moyi. You know, there's always a lot of banter. So let us know what you think. And on that note, this is Sam signing out. Thank you so much. You've been amazing, guys. I know Inda. This is your final. I don't know where this is coming from, but thank you anyway.
You're
welcome. Yeah. All right, guys. Have a wonderful week and enjoy your weekend.
The Biggie Duets. Jazzy Fizzle.
Fizzle.
Jagged Edge.
Biggie Smalls.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I go on and on and on, and we'll take them to the crib unless they want. Easy. Call them on the phone and platinum Chanel cologne and hot stay dress to impress. Spark interest. Sex is all I expect as they watch TV in the Lex. They know. 4:15, left the club tipsy. Say no more, except how I'm getting home tomorrow. Caesar drop you off when he see his D.O. Back of my mind, I hope she's fine. Man, she spilled the drink on my cream while lows. Reached the gate, hungry, just ate. Riffin', she got to be to work by 8. This must mean she ain't trying to wait. Conversate, sex on the first date. I state, you know what to do to me. She starts off, well, I don't usually. Then I whip it out, rubber, no doubt. Step out, show me what you all about. Is in your mouth, open up your blouse.
Pull your G-string down south.
Do that back out, in the parking lot. Buy a Cherokee and a green drop top. And I don't stop until I out. Jeans, skirt, butt naked, it all works.
And I love my little nasty girl. No, I love my little nasty girl. I love my little nasty girl. All the ladies, if you with me, grab me.
Ready?
drip. I need you to shake your little ass and hips. I need you to grind like you're working for tips. And give me what I need while we listen to Prince. Cause miss, you ain't seen the world yet. Rock La Pearl yet. Rock them pearl sets. Flew in a pearl jet. My style make a low profile girl smile. Blow a chick back like I blow through a trial. And now you and me can drink some Hennessy. Then we get it on. Mad women wanting to watch on cones. Yeah, sipping on Patron. Speeding, be leaning. Got them fiends. And when I get to you, throw it right back. And tell me, did he? Yeah, I like it like that. Lift your shirt, you know how I flirt. Heels and skirts, let's take it off. Now let's work.
Let's work.
Girl, I'm about to make you.
Guaranteed when you're picking with me.